visiting today with Melody Offield. She's the coordinator at Ag in the Classroom, which is absolutely one of my favorite things because I think this is such an amazing way to get kids that maybe don't know a lot about agriculture and even kids that do involved in something in the classroom. So, Melody, if you'd start off, just kind of tell us a little bit about the program and how all of this got started.
So Ag in the Classroom is a really great program, and I am one of the state coordinators, along with Emily Egu, who serves Southwest Oklahoma, and Annie Davis, who serves Northeast Oklahoma, and I kind of do the other sections. But we are a three-way partnership between the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, that's where we're based out of, but we partner with the State Department of Education and with the OSU Extension. And so we have a nice partnership that goes back 25 plus years, 30 probably. And so we have been trying to educate teachers about agriculture so they can educate their students.
So I know probably a lot of rural communities have Ag in the Classroom, but if you're a community that doesn't have this right now, how do teachers or educators go about getting involved?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. We have on our website is agclassroom.org/OK, or you can just Google Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom and find us. All of our resources and lessons are available for every teacher. And Ag in the Classroom is not something that you have to say, oh, I'm going to do Ag in the Classroom this year, and I have to do something every day to do Ag in the Classroom. We have teachers who have started, and they just started with one lesson 1 year, and then they added something else. And so whatever skill teachers are working on, whether it's main idea or teaching the scientific principles or maybe that engineering process design principle in science, we have activities to teach those those Oklahoma academic standards. We haven't had pass in a long time. They were aligned to pass then, but now they're aligned to those Oklahoma academic standards. But they are fun. We have lots of recipes to engage those students with by eating, because, you know, every kid eats. And so you were talking about the rural versus urban, maybe educators, and maybe some of our urban educators don't really know about Ag in the Classroom. And they think maybe they are, you know, removed, and maybe it's not for them because they're not out on a farm. But everyone eats every day, and we all wear clothes. And so we should know where our food comes from, and fiber that we use to make our clothes. We need to know about those farmers that raise and grow our food and our clothing.
So what do you guys have fun coming up?
We will start that week after Labor Day with our Read an Accurate Ag Book a week. And so we'll encourage teachers to sign up. We always have to have people sign up because we always want to know who's participating. But we ask teachers to sign up and then read an accurate ag book to their students. And so we'll also have some other options. We'll probably have some Zoom options. Last year, the lieutenant governor read a book, and teachers could sign up to hear him read a book to their students. And so you have lots of ways to participate. FFA chapters have gone into classes and read. 4-H clubs have done the same. Community members have come in to read. So just a wide variety. I'll put you on the spot, Casey. Where are you going to go read? You going to go read in Deer Creek this year?
I would love to go read. I've actually been, you know, I got to read to the girls when they were in kindergarten, and then COVID happened and they didn't ask me back. But I think it's because of COVID, not because I was a bad reader.
No, you were great. So we just would encourage anyone who is interested in agriculture to reach out to a local classroom or a local school and see if you can participate. And that information will be on our website.
Such fun information and so many great ways to get the youth involved. So we just appreciate you guys so much for visiting with us today.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. We know that you have a big audience, and we know that you reach some people that we wouldn't be able to. And so if you aren't a teacher, but you know one, tell them about our program.